SBS Radio.
So Bibi's speech was quite the speech, actually. He took firm aim at Iran, charging it with having a secret atomic warehouse, and he accused Europe of appeasing Iran on its nuclear program, amongst other things. And that has prompted quite a welcome from the local community. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry made a special mention of it and called on the government to again look at its support of the Iran nuclear deal. And not only Bibi's speech, but then Abbas also made one of his speeches, which also got a reaction here. Not as not a good reaction as Bibi's did, obviously. We had ZFA President Danny Lamb calling it shocking that Abbas praised the martyrs who, as we know, are killers of innocent Israelis to a standing ovation. So that was not so good.
We're talking to Gert Naranski, Deputy Editor and Senior Journalist of the AJN. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Gareth, talking about the Wentworth by election, we mentioned it in our previous conversations, but it seems that the three leading candidates for the Wentworth by elections will speak on a panel at the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies soon.
That is correct. So it's happening just before the by-election on Tuesday, October 16th. So the three main frontrunners are Dave Sharma for the Liberal Party, Tim Murray from the Labor Party, and the independent candidate, Dr. Karen Phelps, will all face off on a panel at the Board of Deputies, which will be a great opportunity for the Jewish community here to ask anything they wanted to know before making their decision at the by-election.
And the Jewish community expressed relief at the announcement of Prime Minister Scott Morrison that the federal government's 2013 pledge of $4.1 million in funding to improve security in many institutions in the Australian Jewish community will finally happen.
That's right. So ECAJ co-CEO Peter Wertheim has said it's pleasing to see that there is progress on what has been a long process. We obviously broke the news last week that Scott Morrison had pledged the long-awaited funding for the Beth Wiseman Centre in Melbourne. But that funding is part of a total of $4.1 million that's coming to us for security in round two of the Safer Communities Fund scheme. So it's great news for the community. So we can feel safe as we go about our communal life.
And we are talking to Gareth Naranski, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Gareth, the Governor of Victoria, Linda Dessau, visited Israel last week.
That's right, she did, and she was very impressed with what she saw. She said she was wowed by the energy and optimism. On her trip, she met with Reuven Rivlin, the President. She visited the Mayor of Tel Aviv. She had a tour of the Hadassah Medical Center. So she had quite the itinerary in Israel, and it certainly was quite a positive reaction on behalf of the governor.
Yeah, she met with the Israeli president. And still in Victoria, the Victorian opposition pledged $100,000 in funding for renovation of the Bentley Synagogue. Can you tell us what is it all about?
Yes, that's right. So there's a Victorian elections coming up in November 24 to be exact, and Matthew Guy, the opposition leader, has pledged the $100,000 to the synagogue in Bentley. And the Caulfield Liberal MP David Southwick announced the commitment, and it would go to much needed infrastructure improvements to the synagogue's classrooms, offices, its kitchen, its hall, its foyer. So obviously, it is dependent on the opposition winning the election there, so we'll hold our breath and see whether that ends up happening.
And Gareth, not such good news from Townsville, from Queensland.
So, yes, not very nice news to hear that the Anti-Putin Resistance has plastered its posters around Townsville. As we know, they are a neo-Nazi group, and again, the Executive Council Australian Jury have condemned these posters, with Peter Wertheim telling us that Anti-Putin Resistance wants to impose its Nazi ideology from a past era onto a freedom-loving Australians, and obviously that's just not something that we want to see in this country where we all live together in such wonderful harmony.
It's so strange because there are hardly any Jews in Townsville.
Well, that's right. Well, the Antipodean resistance, obviously their hatred of Jews is just one part of what they're about. They're also homophobic. They're obviously white supremacists. So, you know, they've got a lot of different aspects to their hatred, one could say.
Garrett Naransky, Deputy Editor of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.